DW.
Warmer temperatures make the mosquitoes more active. The longer the warm season, then the longer the mosquitoes will be active and able to transmit diseases. And a warming climate can cause mosquitoes to expand to higher latitudes and altitudes.
And if these mosquitoes are spreading into new territories, for example, in North America or in Europe because of warmer conditions, and these are places that aren't used to dealing with the spread of tropical diseases, what kind of risks are we looking at?
Well, if we have warmer temperatures happening in places where mosquitoes are already established, for example, in many parts of southern Europe, the distribution of the Aedes albopictus mosquito, otherwise known as the tiger mosquito, is well established in Europe, particularly in southern Europe. So the tiger mosquito is able to transmit dengue, Zika, and chikungunya viruses, for example. So if we begin to see warmer temperatures combined with already established mosquito populations, and we combine that with returned infected travellers with diseases arriving from endemic countries for diseases such as dengue fever or Zika, then we will have an increased probability of local outbreaks.
Should authorities in Europe be concerned?
Yes, they should. Europe has already experienced several localised outbreaks of these diseases. For example, we've had dengue outbreaks over the last decade in France, in Croatia. There was a large dengue outbreak in the Portuguese island of Madeira in 2012. That was due to the presence of the Aedes aegypti mosquito. And we've also, last year, we saw some isolated outbreaks of dengue in Spain. With the increased frequency of travel and combined with the increased temperatures and longer summers and periods for the mosquitoes to be able to transmit the disease, there certainly is an increased probability of these outbreaks becoming more often and spreading even further.
And are health systems, for example, in Europe, are they prepared to handle tropical disease outbreaks?
There are several vector control teams in place and tropical health units, but the key to be able to control these potential outbreaks is to devise a coordinated effort where all the different stakeholders are working together. So coordinating the vector control teams with the hospitals where imported and indeed local cases of diseases are being reported, linking that up with the meteorological services to understand what the climate conditions are and if there's an increased probability of mosquitoes spreading the diseases further, combining that with the tourism industry to understand the numbers of travellers, where people are coming to and from. So it's vital to be able to coordinate this effort to be able to prepare for and prevent the spread of these diseases.
And where are we now with that kind of preparation? Is that actually being done to handle potential risks in the future, or should that still be happening?
Well, I could give you an example. Some of my colleagues from Barcelona, over the last few years, they have begun to coordinate their responses. So whenever a reported case of dengue or Zika is recorded in the hospital, it's then reported to the vector control teams at the public health agency, and they are then able to visit the households and surrounding households of the patient to try and eliminate any mosquito breeding sites around the area where a patient might be. There are also protocols of actions that should be taken by individuals who return from an endemic country, perhaps somewhere in Latin America or Southeast Asia, how they can take personal protective measures to avoid passing the virus on to family members or neighbours. So this includes things like using mosquito repellents during the infectious period. So there's, in pockets of Europe, there's certainly action being taken, but it definitely requires a regional and global response to coordinate and make sure that every area where the mosquitoes are present or where they could become established to be aware of the risks of imported infectious diseases.
We hear so much about very serious impacts of climate change, like rising sea levels and extreme weather events. Do you think this public health element is sometimes overlooked?
I think that gradually the general public and politicians are waking up to the fact that climate change is health, that climate change is a major public health threat, but acting and responding to climate change to mitigate the effects is also a public health opportunity, because most action that we can take to mitigate climate change can also improve our health. So I think it's very important to decrease levels of air pollution, to get people using active transport, and also to educate people living in areas, for example, where mosquitoes at one time were just a nuisance, but now they could be a potential threat of transmitting diseases. So education is key.
DW.